like a 5-day period.
She must for the like have really strong tampons if they're like sucking up goo.
3-ply.
She doesn't wear tampons. This girl is filthy. And welcome to my show.
Oh, no, you don't. No. See, right away, you're starting. Where the fuck have you been?
I have been away. In lands... Okay. Lands, galaxies, places, times.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if I can deal with this at 2:18 a.m. that we're recording.
Just accept the word of one who has been away. It was a pleasant rest.
You know...
And you know what? Let me just go on record for two things. A, fuck all you bitches who never took the time to properly respond to the musical podcast. Which number was that?
50.
And what was the title?
What was the title? Oh, Enough of Your Maudlin Self-Pity.
Which is probably why you never downloaded it and listened to it. So, short of, what was that famous Vixen episode?
46.
Short of episode 46, it is the best podcast ever generated by Podcast X, the post-Trekkie years. So, you need to get your asses in gear and download and comment. Which is why I had to go away. Because after all the effort we put through for your little bitch asses, Starhawk just felt insulted that you illiterate fucks should not have taken the time to, like, kiss my ass and praise my tricock for the hard work, effort, and craftsmanship that was put in. So I took a little hiatus. But I'm back now to insult all of you. And speaking of insults, let's talk about this new bitch on the block. What's her name again?
The young lady's name is Courtney, who may be the only person...
She's a man, baby!
Oh, no.
It's a man!
This is how we lost commission.
Yeah. See? This is actually Starhawk's revenge in tribute to... his wonderful and beautiful and darling kid Mission, whom, you know, since she hasn't been on the blog, fuck her too. And if I ever see you, kid Mission, I'm just gonna smack the shit out of you and fuck you in your anus. So prepare that anus, you vixen.
This is Podcast X. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia.
Let me continue. And as far as this new girl on the block, you're a man until proven otherwise. And sending, photos of other people's children and saying it's you? Yeah, we know how that works. I've got FBI agents looking out for you, Mr. Pedophile. So, until you're willing to bring your little ass up from Australia and...
I knew it. I was wondering what you were up to with all of that accusing her of being a man.
I'm just saying, if Kid Mission was a man, she's a man.
What? Kid Mission never sent us any pictures.
Ah, because she's a man. Well, because she's a woman and had nothing to prove. But this is a man, and she's trying to pull your leg.
A Trekkie who we're just now getting around to mentioning that you're here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, MC Trekkie's here too.
Welcome,
yeah.
Trekkie. Good to see you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I brought a little friend of mine along. Like to finally introduce you guys.
Who is this little friend?
And MC Trekkie, I'd like to introduce you to Minicon.
Hey, MC Trekkie. How you doing?
Hi, Minicon. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, you butt buddies with my cousin, my uncle Con. He said you have good butt buddies.
What?
He said you have good butt buddies.
Oh, but buddies.
No, I don't want to be your butt buddy. You already get butt buddy with my uncle Con.
Uncle Con.
Uncle Con. That's right.
We haven't heard from Uncle Con in a long time.
Oh, that's because he said that you hurt his butt. He said he'd be back with his butt heel.
Oh, Uncle Con.
Well, it could be worse. I mean, Con could say that he didn't feel a thing.
Hey, it'd be a long time since me and you not meet. And the reason is...
What are you, Bizarro?
Trenchcoat Mafia. Trenchcoat Mafia not let us meet before. Every time I say, hey, say hello to MC Trekkie, he say, no, MC Trekkie don't like you. He don't like little yellow people.
Is it true, MC Trekkie, do you not like little yellow people?
I have a problem with the handicapped. I have a problem with women. I suppose if the yellow person were a handicapped woman, I might have a problem. But I don't have a problem with yellow people, no.
See? I told you! I shoot you with me phaser!
So Minicon, you're also a Trekkie.
Hey, being Trekkie, good thing! Trek, come back! Trek! Yeah, baby! Ooh!
I apologize in advance for what will undoubtedly be the worst episode ever.
What? You insult Minicon? Minicon, go home, take his bat and ball with him.
I like Minicon. More Minicon.
Sure, now that you realize how insane Minicon is, you respect him.
So for some strange reason, MC Trekkie never wanted you to meet Minicon, who in fact is a huge admirer of you, your craftsmanship, and the work that you put forth for this podcast and your own
blog.
What's
the expression when you're judged by fans that are like really whacked? So if Minicon really likes my work, I have to like start over or something?
Well, hey, you know, the greatest form of flattery is in fact imitation. Like this other man who is imitating a woman in order to be replace the one true great female fan of Podcast X. Ka-ching! Kid Mission. Keep it sweet in Canada. Keep it sweet down in Australia. If you're both men, well, hopefully one day you'll meet each other and become butt buddies. And if you're both women, perhaps one day you'll meet each other at my house and become my future little cunt whore slaves.
As I was starting to say about 5 minutes ago, this is why, Courtney, that MC Trekkie told you on the blog to stay away from Starhawk.
Courtney said that to me?
Did I say that?
Huh? You,
again, this is 2:24 a.m. now, so please forgive any...
Didn't I say that?
Okay, yes, no, wait, on the blog, yes, you did.
I warned Courtney.
Don't you remember you said stay away from that Starhawk guy or something like that?
This is a Comic Book Haters episode we're doing. This is awful. All right, let's keep going.
Just for the record, I did not say that.
Come on, let's keep going.
I was just thinking that Courtney is an anagram for get on my knees and cork me with... I don't know. It just was something that was floating out there. Anyway, so... Hello.
Supergirl.
Hello, I'm glad to be back. I hope you all missed me. I definitely missed you. Let's get this show on the road.
Did you say it was Podcast X and all that crap?
Yeah, I barely managed to get that in there.
Oh, okay. Did you tell them what we're reviewing?
Did you tell them who you were?
I tried. Yes, I did barely. But I think you interrupted pretty much every time I tried to talk.
And by the power of Podon!
Oh, I forgot about this shtick.
You forgot to introduce a Minicon.
I thought he was Minicon.
No, Minicon is just a friend of mine. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. You can see us both in the same place at the same time. Yes.
You're really good at this Audacity program. Do you have a make it better button?
I will.
That's what we need.
We can speed it up, we can slow it down, but I don't know. You need a make it better button.
Can I introduce myself?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alrighty. I will be the Steel Obama.
The Steel Obama.
Indeed.
Any relation to Barack Obama?
Who, old Rocky Obama? Well, first off, the Starhawk, the first son of Podon.
Look, you've driven MC Trekkie away
Will never be beaten by an old white woman.
Are we all in agreement that Hillary voters are the lowest form of life?
Yes.
I mean, we can forgive them if they're women. But if you're a man and you vote for Hillary, what kind of a traitor are you?
The worst. Well, didn't you guys have a little episode about Ask a Doctor?
Well, yeah, we did Ask Dr. Misogyny. We should mention now that we're going to press our luck and repeat that bit at the end of this episode. Only this time, you're going to be Dr. Misogyny.
Sorry.
I am?
Yeah, and MC Trekkie is going to ask you the exact same questions he asked me, only I'm sure the responses he will get will be much funnier.
You can never count your chickens before you beat them.
Or your bitches.
Hey, what about me? Minicon? Anybody gonna ask me questions? I like misogyny!
Get down, Minicon!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, shit, he likes it. You know... Minicon is a sick motherfucker.
Mothers? Fuckers?
I think he likes that too. So, the Black Obama would just like to say that... actually, as in a political aside, in all seriousness, in case you Republicans didn't know this, apparently Obama is cousins with one of the rebel leaders in Kenya. Doesn't that compromise our national security?
Isn't he supposed to be cousins with everybody? I've seen that he's Bush's cousin. He's Cheney's cousin.
MC Trekkie might be able to say something about this because I heard it on NPR. They were talking to this rebel leader who was trying to broker some type of peace deal over in Kenya. Where, of course, you know, there is more black-on-black crime. Kind of reminds me of Philadelphia.
I've never heard... oh, go ahead. Because you're not wrong. But okay, I've never heard it put quite like that before.
So he says, yeah, we got a couple of calls from Obama after he won Iowa. And, you know, to support us in our cause. And he says, oh, well, Obama's father is from Kenya, right? He says, oh, yeah, Obama's father is my uncle on my mother's side. And the newscaster just went on like he didn't just say I'm his cousin. But what the fuck ever? Being a, you know, registered Republican and all, the Black Obama would, the Steel Obama, would just like to throw that out there.
This is the Steel Obama.
The Steel Obama is a registered Republican?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm shocked and appalled.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know what they say. You can't get the white women if you're not invited to the parties.
But you have to use the special entrance.
Yes, the back door, baby. Ugh! Take it, mama. Take that tricock. Take it. Take it. Take it.
Suddenly the back door doesn't look so bad.
I was just going to say it's like the last 20 or so episodes never happened. Okay, so. Yeah, Supergirl Volume 4, because they just keep rebooting the damn book. Issue 23, and Supergirl is fighting Steel on the cover.
And this was written by the great Peter David. And that's a horrible cover. But...
I don't know. He's got his own style. I like, what's his name? Leonard Kirk.
Let's talk about this cover for a second from a comic book perspective. It's always interesting when they draw these Battle Me, Battle You covers where they try to balance out the size of the character so that no one has more dominance over the other. So it's like, oh, well, you know, we didn't make Supergirl, you know, the super white woman, greater than the black guy, and we didn't make the black guy greater than the super white woman. But you know what? It's all a sham. It's a scam. A, it's all to cover up the fact that they're going to have some backdoor anal sex after this issue is over anyway. And B, to try to set up this false sense of equality before they go inside and start insulting black people left, right, and sideways.
You're not a fan of John Henry Irons, a.k.a. Steel? I wish the audience could see the look on Starhawk's face right now.
Okay. There was a video game called Death of Superman. Unfortunately, if you played as Superboy, your shit was over and done with. All right, you were just dead.
What if you
apparently,
played
Steel? If you played as Steel, you might make it a little bit further. I never played the game myself because at the time I was a Superboy fan. And the reason I was a Superboy fan is because of all the rip-off, you know, scrape the bottom, the gum off the bottom of your shoe, desperation for equality characters that were ever invented. Some black guy, just because he's black, gets named after a legendary figure who was working on the railroad all the live long day. And then puts on this cockeyed S thing and turns out to be not only the least likely replacement of Superman, but the never is going to be replacement of Superman. Steel is an insult.
Less likely than cyborg Superman.
You know, this whole cybernetic implant type thing starts to mess with your mind. What's his excuse? All of a sudden, he decides to put on some armor and emulate the something. And he chooses Superman. I mean, he's John Henry Irons. He's supposed to be working on the railroad. So he's got his sledgehammer. Why didn't he name himself King? Why didn't he just put a big M on his chest and call himself Martin? No, he's got to become a white man in order to do some good. He's supposed to be a genius. He built his own armor. Why didn't he call himself Iron Man?
Well, because that's already a registered trademark of Marvel Comics.
How Then why didn't he call himself?
Well, he's John Henry Irons.
Well, yes.
There you go. Steel.
Why?
Or he's in the Irons.
Not much of a leap.
Serving the white man.
The
ball.
That's the big silver S. Servant. That's what it stands
big
for.
Big black servant in iron.
That's right. There you go.
And don't think that Superman can't bring him down anytime just by snapping his fingers, because he can't.
Snapping his fingers? Just by saying, blow me. The guy obviously has no self-esteem.
Never thought of it that way.
Superman would never say that.
Yeah, but there was this one comic that... Did you ever get around to reviewing those?
Which show?
The one where the girl wanted to become part of the Justice League and...
Oh, the boys! No, we never did review those.
That's coming up.
You got it is. And I just wanted to put that out there. So no, I'm not a Steel fan, but in fact, I will invoke the power of Podan to be the Steel Obama, because all that being said,
by the way, in that Superman proxy's defense, I don't believe he told the girl "blow me." I think he said "suck it." Better yet, I know. Okay. Oh, we know we're in for a preachy comic because it opens with quotes.
Wait a minute.
Hmm?
Oh, what a fucking loser. Didn't every other replacement Superman have the ability to fly without having to strap on jet boots?
Well, how does now, Trekkie, you might know, how does the old thing go? John Henry Irons was a steel working man or whatever, mm-hmm. and there was a whole thing, and there was a hammer involved, and
he was trying to go.
And since there was a hammer involved, you got to have a hammer.
Yeah, he was going through the mountain, and he was racing a steam train, and he beat the steam train, and then he died
because he was an idiot. Because
black men aren't allowed to win. Because if black men win, they have to die. I'm just translating.
It's all about long term planning. And then he was dead. What do you have to say about this mini con? Okay.
Trekkie Khan may have to show up to deal with Mini Khan. I see no other solution. Where is that make episode better button?
Push it now.
It's not working!
God help the fans, push it now.
Okay, question.
And it's not even alcohol we're drinking.
Here I stand with my learned colleagues. And we have a few.
Sorry. I mean, even we're laughing at that.
Actually, spit out just then. Learned.
And we have a few quotes to start the page. Every man has a right to utter what he thinks truth, and every other man has a right to knock him down for it. Now, this was by Samuel Johnson in 1780, and then a cooler head prevailed, some Thomas Jefferson character in 1814, and he said, "For God's sake, let us freely hear both sides."
Well, they're saying the same thing.
Well, no, I think this Jefferson guy is saying, "Let's hear both sides," and I think this Samuel guy is saying, beat the shit out of that motherfucker. Question.
Well, I can't respect Samuel Johnson because I'd never heard of him.
The Steel Obama would just like to say, sounds like a black man to me.
His name is Johnson.
And his first name is Samuel. If you put an L in there and change Johnson to Jackson,
Samuel
he's
Jackson
probably
Johnson.
Tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Back in 1780.
Did you just refer to episode 23?
It's entirely possible.
Snakes on a stick.
This show's continuity is getting far too complicated.
So,
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm just saying, MC Trekkie normally knows this type of stuff. Who is Samuel Johnson?
Yeah, it's not important. It's nobody.
See? Well, I'm tired of these motherfucking quotes on this motherfucking page.
It was, look how precious I am. Look how smart I am. I'm going to quote this obscure black guy to balance out the white guy's.
President. Exactly. So, they start off with all these, whatever, protest signs.
Notice they do have token white protesters.
They do have a few non-ethnic protesters in the crowd. But you know what? The civil rights movement would have never moved forward if it did not have some support from the mainstream establishment. I think it's actually a pretty well-balanced representation of a anti-hate speech crowd, which is to say you have 90% people who have the hate speech cast at them, one green-haired Chinese woman, and blonde-haired white girl.
And a lesbian.
Because there's always a lesbian.
Yeah.
Which one? Even was well, we just assumed there was one there.
But, yeah, I just assumed.
Oh, okay.
Isn't there?
I was actually going to scan in the crowd for.
Yeah, in any crowd of 200. Yeah, but it looked like there was one. Short hair.
So here we have. Okay, Maddie's a regular in this book, I know. This chick with the glasses I ain't never seen before, but maybe she's been around.
Let's Starhawk. I'm sorry, Steel Obama. Say a little something about the Supergirl. This. What issue is this?
23.
And what volume?
4.
And this is the era of the. What did they refer to this Supergirl as?
Well, this is the human Supergirl, the Earthborn angel, and all that.
There you go.
That you hate so much.
There you go.
She had all the magical
powers.
This
series lost the Steel Obama.
No magic. In fact, you asked me off the air. What's the deal with this Supergirl?
Yes, I did.
And I couldn't think of a way to condense her complicated history, but I think I've got it.
Go ahead.
Okay. There was an extra-dimensional Supergirl from another universe who was not Kryptonian, but artificially created.
Are you fucking with me?
No. She was crafted in a pot by Lex Luthor Prime.
In a pot?
In a pot. Basically, she was a concoction of goo.
Yeah.
That goo was electrified like Frankenstein and instilled with certain... memory grams, so on and so forth.
In fact, it thought it was Lana Lang.
Oh.
All right. Then.
See, this was all. I was going to leave all this out. See, I tried.
Then somehow she got whipped from that dimension to this dimension, bumped her head, fell down, woke up in an alley.
She merged with a dying, evil little girl named Linda Danvers. I say little, teenaged. But, yeah, and in doing so.
No, wait,
she,
wait.
In
there was an era before that. She did
I was
exist.
Also trying to gloss over
she
this.
She did exist as a time as herself, the Matrix. And she did, in fact, become adopted by
the
Kal-El.
Yeah.
The Kents. She was raised as Supergirl. Obviously, she decided to assume, having a choice of anybody on the planet, including Chinese, which is like 3 billion strong, or Indian, which is like 1 billion strong, she went with white American, which is about 200 million.
Well, she wanted to get a good job. You can't blame her.
So she could choose from any race on the planet, but she went with white woman.
Well, did she have the engrams of, or was she blank slate?
She was a blank slate. She could have gone anywhere. She could have chose temp.
Okay.
What color was her plastic?
Purple.
Pink. Well,
no,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, it was pink.
Pinky pink?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But not white man, looks like a pig pink, but pink, like bubblegum.
Like bubblegum pink?
Bubblegum pink.
White men look like pigs?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Too.
Pig, white man, you know, some of you are more equal than others. What the fucking difference?
And her, you know, she was used to being fake Lana Lang, a white woman.
Well, that's what I was asking about the blank slate. Did she remember that she used to be Lana Lang? Because then she'd choose white.
She wasn't anything. She was pink goo.
But yes, yes, as far as we know, she remembered her life in the pocket universe in which she originated.
The pocket universe?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway,
now
that's where all
want to go there.
That's
now
all the proofers to see.
Now I know why he hates it. I'm out.
Well, no. That's why I was trying to condense it.
I'm out because I know you have fans that probably know all the shit and more, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I would argue this particular Supergirl that I liked has been largely forgotten.
This, you like this bitch?
Oh yeah, I liked her more after they like severed her bond with the Earthborn Angel aspect of herself.
Severed the bond, dude. You know what? They had me at tits.
Okay.
They lost me at Earthborn Angel.
But once
that was the last episode,
once the Matrix
I didn't buy.
Supergirl sacrificed herself for Linda and became one with her, and in effect died, Linda was reborn as a merging of the two as an Earthborn Angel.
Sounds like Ultraman.
As an Earthborn
Angel. It is
angel.
Similar to
it's
Ultraman.
Because if you swallow enough chewing gum, you become an Earthborn Angel.
She sacrificed her life.
I chew chewing gum every day. Is the Steel Obama an Earthborn Angel?
Are you?
I guess, you know, we wouldn't know until I entered a few more back doors.
You know, an angel wouldn't do that.
Haven't you ever seen the Vegas commercials?
I was going to go to New Wave Hookers. You know, the scene they cut out. with the fallen angel and Tracy Lords fucks him?
She does not. Does she make him, like, eat her pussy?
Oh, yes.
Ah, okay. Well.
Anyway. Trekkie, you're itching.
What happened to my podcast? Oh, my God. Hey!
You know that that fancy, expensive monitor? It's Starhawk just did a spit take on it. That was good timing, Trekkie. That.
I'm sorry. I apologize, MC Trekkie. What? Oh, man. The Trekster has invested in some major equipment to improve the quality of this cast. But, oh, man. All of a sudden, I can't even remember what was that you just said.
Moving on.
I'm moving right along.
All right, yeah, so we have like the hot young black chick and this older dumpy looking black chick. And the young one is Maddie, and she's been in the comic. And so is this like white guy kneeling down here. Now, he does look pink like a pig, actually.
I just want to point out that diversity is a wonderful thing. And the fact that Linda gets to hang out with these black women who like suck up to her for some reason. Oh, that's right. She's the white woman. Is all fine and well. But why is it that I have to go through every comic in the DC universe
to understand the Supergirl?
No, just to find a few lead black supporting characters.
Actually, at the moment, 4 members of the Justice League are black.
That's at the moment. We're talking about a couple of moments ago. And once I found her, and you know what? This is very... We can parallel this with Wonder Woman, right? So you've got fucked up crazy Supergirl hanging out with black people, one of which is fat, and I'm seeing lesbian. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, she's got the short hair. She's a lesbian.
I was thinking lesbian, yeah.
See? Hey.
Looks like our former principal.
You just know she's wearing us. Ooh.
It really does.
Well, that's actually true.
As drawn by you.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Okay, so there we go. All right, so obviously she was modeled after a lesbian. We're only looking at 3 panels on like a 26-inch screen here. And everybody in this room is thinking lesbian.
And back at Justice League headquarters.
Fucked up crazy Supergirl is hanging out with the only 2 black supporting characters in comics, one of which is a drunken lesbian. The other one, which we'll find out later on, is so hard up for some white dick that she'll just do or say anything. You know, it's just like,
wait, what? She's a bitch all through this whole comic. She treats Cutter's the white guy. She treats him like shit.
She treats him like shit because he's not giving up the dick.
Well, he gave it up
He's an ass. She's like, the lesbian says, are you two friends? And she's like, you know how it is. And he says, totally embarrassing to her, well, I don't know where we stand since she kicked me out of her bed after we fucked.
Look at her face, man. That's awesome.
And she looks at him like, oh my God, you let my card out. And if she was such a dominant, she'd have smacked his little bald head and been like, what the fuck, dude? And walked away and be like, don't even call me no more. But what does she do? She puts her little face in her hand and she's like, oh, I've been embarrassed by the white man. I guess I gotta suck him off later. And she spends the rest of the book trying to suck him off and he keeps slapping her back. I'm not interested.
You know what? I applaud her. That is the exact correct attitude she should have.
That may well be, but I'm about to anoint him Dr. Misogyny. And I'm not going to overlook the fact that we got a lesbian and a weak black bitch chasing after some white cock in a story about a psychopath of a superheroine who hangs out with inferior characters that they just happen to color with brown skin.
A Jewish white cock.
Since he's Jewish, do you count him as white or do you count him as Jewish?
I count him as white.
Because they do, that is their main. They do talk about this in this issue.
All right, now check this out. Contrast this with Wonder Woman, who hangs out with two other chicks. Is one of them fat, chubby, and a lesbian?
Actually, she used to hang out with Etta Candy. Etta Candy was her main supporting character. And yes, Etta was a heavyset white woman. Used mostly for comedic purposes.
But did you ever look into her lineage? I bet
Wonder Woman or Etta?
Etta. Etta. Come on.
Wonder Woman's lineage is that she was a clay statue. Her lineage.
Etta's lineage. Just look at the name. You know one of her parents was black. So she wasn't, in fact, a heavyset white woman. She was a heavyset half-black woman that they were running for comic relief.
Because her first name was Etta?
And exactly right.
Etta May.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speechless.
Etta Jemima. Mm-hmm. Wasn't she always kowtowing and catering to Miss Diana?
You know, there's a comic you've got to read. There was an issue of Lois Lane where nobody in, I think it was called like Slumtown. Nobody in Slumtown or whatever would speak to Lois Lane as a reporter because she was white. So she had Superman turn her black. Mm. And then, of course, they all talked to her.
Mm-hmm. I assure you, this was the golden age of comics.
Mm-hmm. No, Bronze Age. It was the 70s.
Exactly right. The Bronze Age of comics.
It was just wrong.
Steal Obama's.
You made me read that. That was wrong.
I did, but see, at the end of the story, Lois learned her enemy who wouldn't talk to her when she was white learned a valuable lesson, which is to love the white people. I'm not making this up. This is an actual comic.
Well, I try to love the white people as often as I can by bending them over and servicing them properly. Moving right along.
Yeah, some like Bill O'Reilly type. Well, who's like a more prominent white racist than him?
So after
that
he says...
example.
So after Duke. Cutter says...
Go ahead. Nah, his day's done. Go ahead. It's all Bill O'Reilly these days. Okay, go ahead.
I'm saying after Cutter says, yeah, I was hitting that black shit. The black shit is like... Oh man, this slime bag is coming. Can't even take a hint. He's like, oh yeah, I'm going to go talk to him.
Well, he's a reporter.
And then the sister looks up from her little what was me? And she's like,
you just know she's in this panel. She is doing the ain't got no neck bone thing. They can't show that motion. They can put like little lines around her neck. But look at that face. You know,
ain't got no neck bone thing. What the fuck is that?
It usually goes with the hand on the hip and a finger pointed at the person B.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I must be completely fabricating something which doesn't exist at all.
Absolutely. Right? So she's like, what? You ain't gonna... But I just sucked you off! And he's like...
I like your dialogue better than the actual dialogue in the comic.
I'm just saying. Everybody knows where to download it, right? But be that as it may, he's a reporter, so he's got to cover all sides of a story. Even when one of the sides is a slime bag. Now, in that case, he's patronizing her, but well, let's move on.
Yeah, they're protesting at a college, and the dude's going to speak at the college. I don't know what the fuck he's going to say, white power or what, but yeah.
All right, now, let me tell you. Go up one panel.
Bionic? What to who?
Go up one panel. See the targeting thing? I thought that was Steel Viewpoint. Why is that her viewpoint? Is she bionic?
Home.
Is she bionic?
She's not bionic.
Well, then why does she have that?
I don't know.
That's pointless.
What the hell is
that? That's indicating me a bionic view right there.
Maybe it's the poster itself has that target symbol on it.
With this?
I got nothing.
See, this is why I thought Steel was coming. To me, it's like Steel. And then if you change the panel, now all we see is the Supergirl. Makes no sense to me.
Oh, let me just briefly explain this. There's a character called Comet based on the old character, Comet the Super Horse.
Yeah.
And in the last issue, obviously, she was flying along with and talking to Comet, and Comet just took off rudely in the middle of the conversation, and that's why she's complaining here. By the way, Comet, in this series, is actually a lesbian that turns into a man. Now, she doesn't know that Comet is actually a lesbo. She thinks that Comet's a dude, because that's what he turns into. He can also turn into, like, centaur form. In homage to Comet the Super Horse.
But women always want to ride horses. Sex, no sex. So it's it all works.
Oh, hell.
And this is only 23 issues in.
Oh, hell no. The Steel Obama reiterates that this is the worst incarnation and story arcing of Supergirl I have ever encountered. I totally dropped this shit and stopped reading it.
What did you stop reading this with? Because I know you read the early ones where, like, Grodd took her over and shit and all that. She was evil.
Let's just say I may have been in there somewhere around Earthborn Angel, and I was done.
Why did that bother you?
Let's not even. I'll tell you why that bothers me. You stupid SOBs. Take the S off her chest, give her her little flame wings, and call her Phoenix for all I care. But if you're going to do
Supergirl... Okay, you know they can't do that.
If you're going to do Supergirl, do Supergirl. If you're going to do fucking Matrix Bonds with Whore and becomes Earthborn Angel with flame wings, then do that. And she met God, didn't she?
Yeah, because God's a little boy. Look at this. This should be a video podcast. Yeah, God's a little boy with a baseball bat. And a derby.
I do know this because I'm telling you. I think that's when I had to step away. Step away from the Supergirl comic rack. Okay?
Then you missed the issue where God just wails on her with the bat.
That's just wrong on so many levels.
Was this whole run by Peter David or just this particular issue?
All 80 issues.
Peter David?
Yes.
Does he do what he always does and just chuck continuity and whatever came before, fuck you?
Oh, he doesn't chuck continuity, but he'll ignore it if it's stupid.
But
like Matrix, he wrote Matrix out in issue one because it was stupid, because Matrix was a John Byrne creation.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. What? There are no good John Byrne characters, what can I say?
Let me see if I got this right.
Because I'm going to ask you, ask your question, because I got lots of questions about this scene.
Let me see if I got this right.
Oh, Linda's mother's a filthy
Matrix
drunk.
Was created by Luthor in an alternate universe.
By an alternate Luthor, yes.
Came to Earth, whatever we are.
Well, this at the
time
was...
Was raised by the Kents.
Yes.
Hence became Supergirl.
Right.
Bonded with Linda Danvers.
Mm-hmm.
And then this jackass writes her off, which basically erases any reason for this title to be called Supergirl.
What? No. You just actually explained why he would have written all that nonsense out, because it's all complicated, convoluted, pointless bullshit.
So she's bonded with her. She has no reason to be Supergirl.
Sure she does.
Which is?
The Kents raised her to do the right thing and to do good.
But they didn't raise her.
Which is why she sacrificed herself for Linda, but that which is Supergirl that's within Linda... knows.
You mean that's which is Matrix?
No, because Matrix comes back at a certain point.
I recall that. And she's like sloshing through the... It's like an episode of Spider-Man when his clone comes out of the smokestack or some shit. It was just weird and freaky. Okay, so...
By the way, a pox on the Clone Saga. I just wanted to throw that in there, because that was really, really bad.
So, basically, Matrix bonds with her, gives her her essence, but yet the Matrix goo lives on. And then it comes back.
See,
probably for its soul, which is in this chick. She's running around pretending to be Supergirl, but actually the only thing that was ever Supergirl was the goo.
I would argue that the goo was never Supergirl. It just thought it was.
So I would argue that none of these fuckers are Kryptonian. None of them are Supergirl. Take the goddamn
shirt
off. That's
what's great about Linda is that she's not Kryptonian.
She's not
They're
Supergirl.
They're finally doing something different with the idea of a Supergirl.
Hello. Let me spell this out for you, okay? All right?
Oh, thank you for not condescending to me,
by the way. The Steel Obama is all about change. But you can't change Kara Zor-El, Supergirl, into goo and then human and still have a Supergirl. You cannot change it so much that it is no longer Supergirl. Just like I would propose that a politician should not change this political system so much that it is no longer America. So if it's Supergirl, she's either a Kryptonian or goo pretending to be a Kryptonian. And therefore, once you remove the goo, you remove the Supergirl. This story should have been called Angel Baby. And she should have an A on her chest.
Okay, what should she have called herself once the Supergirl, quote-unquote, aspect was removed from her? Because the Earth Angel fell. But Linda didn't do anything
wrong. It was a false angel.
Okay, well, she was still Supergirl.
And Linda done nothing wrong. Linda was already dead. The fact that she was still alive just proves two things. She came back as a vampire because she died before she was baptized.
Okay, well, Elizabeth Bathory did set up that rule. That's true. Oh, yeah, babies who... Trekkie? Apparently, babies who die before they're baptized come back as vampires.
This is another year.
And need to be trained in the ways of necrophagia.
This must have been one of those podcasts.
It was one of the ones you could not finish listening to, yes.
From last year.
Episode 29.
From last year.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on.
Harada Cast X.
I can't even
see that.
Mr. Khan, maybe you got trouble saying that. Harada.
Oh, Khan! It's about time you showed up.
Welcome to the party, Khan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Good to see you. Good to see you.
I put my toe in the witch with trepidation. I never met you, Mr. Starhawk, before. How are you?
I am back. It depending on how many of these fans comment on this episode, I may be back again.
This comic could confuse me. I know who's in the right and who's in the wrong. I see a lot of colors and a lot of places and a lot of peoples. But I not know who's the right and who's the wrong.
I can summarize it for you right now.
Is she shit?
Is she shit?
Is it a shitty comic? It seemed like a shitty to me.
Yes.
Oh, no. You're being misinformed.
Is she a shitty
one? This is actually a very fine comic from a superior series.
He's a guy with a stronger voice. He sounds like he's a guy to shit.
Well, just because he's loud doesn't mean he's right.
You can.
That's a very wise thing to say, though.
You can go to Acme and get Acme brand.
No way. Wile E. Coyote always did that shit.
And it can come 500 sheets to a roll, and it can be one ply. Or you can go up to the Murder Shack, and you can get DC brand. And it can come 1,000 sheets to the roll, and it can be 2-ply. But no matter how you slice it, shit is shit, and this is toilet paper.
Yes, it's 3-ply.
3-ply?
Yes, the 3-ply toilet paper. It's a very thick, but not very useful. You can clog up your toilet, and you know, you got to be a mess there.
Well, I don't have any stock in Halliburton, so I obviously can't afford 3-ply toilet paper.
Whoa. You say you're a Republican, but you're anti-Bush and Cheney and anti-Halliburton.
By the time I got through the back door and got through with all of the back door action, all the good stock had been given away.
Are we back to toilet paper? I'm confused now.
Exactly right.
The country club back door.
I'm seeing Trekkie's back. See, I was ready to ask Khan where he stood on this whole mini-con thing.
You want to ask Khan where he stands with Minicon?
Yeah.
You want the podcast to explode? You want it to just be sucked into this devil vortex?
I tell you where he's at.
They can't coexist.
Khan, stand on Minicon's neck. Get your foot off Minicon's neck.
There can only be a one Khan here. And you're kind of a Khan of wannabe.
He's a Khan of bee?
He's a Khan of bee.
Just because I'm short, it's just easier for me to eat pussy.
What? Laotian don't eat a pussy. We don't do that.
You're Laotian?
I'm a Laotian.
Oh my god. This whole time I thought he was Chinese.
No.
There you go. No. Because if he was Chinese, you know.
Oh, his eyes would look like this.
I was going to say he'd sound inscrutable.
Oh.
You know, there you go. Yeah, see, that's more like a
Chinese.
Oh, no, I would never do that.
No.
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 Well, there you have it.
So
go, please.
I really need to know what's going on with the mom here. And who, and I like the fact that the mom's an alcoholic drunk bitch, but still she knows that this is a fake. And she's like, don't come near me.
No, it's not a fake. Stop it. Don't be swayed by Starhawk's propaganda.
I'm kind of leaning toward being clueless about Supergirl because I really don't know anything about her. I'm leaning toward, in my head, she's purple goo.
But she's not because she has
her mother would know.
She has no pink goo within her, which is why the pink goo comes back in the later issue.
Now, see, we established the fact that the pink goo bonded with her to keep her alive.
But then
what he's saying is that once a month, for a certain amount of months, the pink goo sort of like oozed out of her.
Monthly.
Man,
A 5-day period.
She must have really strong tampons if they're like sucking up goo.
3-ply.
She doesn't wear tampons. This girl is filthy.
What are you looking up her skirt? The crab sculling around.
Let me just say that for the purposes of competition, I mean, he really is the Johnny Cochran of this podcast. I'm telling you. I am completely convinced without any shred of evidence. I have no idea what he's talking about, but I'm convinced. She is purple goo, pink goo, and I want nothing to do with her.
Okay.
Okay,
and neither does her mother. And neither does her mother.
Neither does her mother. And look at her. She's like... Please, Trenchcoat Mafia, what do you see in these 4 panels?
Well, the first panel, I see she has a flat ass. It's pretty wide, though.
Supergirl has a wide, flat ass?
Yeah, look at it.
In her guise is mild-mannered, whatever.
Now,
Linda Danvers.
Later on in this comic, we realize that she's constantly being hit on by lesbians and dykes.
Yes.
Okay? So, and apparently even, like, metamorphosing Centaurian comet hermaphrodites are trying to knock that ass. Why? Because she's standing up there in a lame-ass pair of jeans up to her, basically, her rib cage, and a plaid shirt or striped shirt. And a bob... What do you call that haircut? Page boy?
Not attractive.
That's a lesbian look.
She's a... Starhawk's gonna go get some more...
Oh, good. Then I can make this point. Linda's a superhero. She doesn't know from fashion. She's not the old
hot-pants-clad
Supergirl.
She's hanging with a lesbian.
She doesn't know that chick is Comet.
She is hanging with the black chick. The heavyset black chick. Looks like the one that tried to teach you something in school.
Oh, her.
She's hanging with a lesbian. She's being hit on by lesbians. She's dressing like a lesbian. God damn it, what she gotta do? Get down and munch the carpet.
That would make for a really cool comic. What?
look at her. What?
Also, she's not wearing makeup.
What? And she's not... Exactly. She's like, what? So, I like girls. And her mother's like...
No, that is not what she is saying.
And that's why the mom doesn't want to...
And she's like, I'm just totally disappointed. Your father failed me. You failed me. And what does she say on the next page?
Actually, the mother refuses to accept this as actually being Linda, is what they're really saying.
I didn't raise you to wear white t-shirts up to your collar and this striped shirt.
Well, somebody, Martha Kent, told Linda's mother that she used to be a shapeshifter, which was apparently a bad move because now her mother is being, like, uber paranoid.
Uber paranoid?
Oh, yeah. But she, as Matrix, she could do all kinds of off-the-wall shit, like change form, turn invisible, nonsense.
Telekinesis.
Oh, she still has that.
Because...
she doesn't have Kryptonian powers because she's not Kryptonian. She has her own powers.
This story should not be called Supergirl.
I'm leaning again.
We've had three failed volumes of Kryptonian Supergirl that nobody bought. They're trying something different.
And how did that work out for them?
Actually, no previous Supergirl series had lasted 80 issues.
Well, okay, hang on.
Previously, no Supergirl series was preceded with the 50th anniversary of Superman, or the set of Superman movies, or the emergence of a need to sell comic books to females or to represent positive female characters. They copped out. They were creatively bankrupt as far as the Kryptonian heritage and line goes. Now, we see that you can do Supergirl, like the current Supergirl.
Whoa! Supergirl. The current Supergirl sucks!
Well, that may well be. I stopped reading that, too. But that's only because I started downloading them. Because I started hanging with you. It's all your fault, Trenchcoat
Mafia. You saved a lot of money, then.
I surely did. Okay. Now, meanwhile, let's just face it, people. The problem with Supergirl is you set up a practical... fantasy, a mythological being, a godlike being, a superior being. You give her white skin and you give her blonde hair, you give her big tits or small tits, and you put this big S on her chest that obviously stands for sex object.
Well, I would agree with that, the sex object part.
But you never let anybody fuck her. The problem the Supergirl stories always fail. The reason the Supergirl stories always fail is because Supergirl's not getting laid. She'll never get laid. She will always be the unattainable, and therefore she is unattractive, especially to America's youth today, because America's youth today is disenfranchised and has no one to turn to. They cannot relate to this unattainable super being. The division between the haves and the have-nots is getting greater and greater, and this Supergirl character is not addressing that.
Okay, she lives in a small town. She's not wealthy. Actually, I don't know where she gets her money from because I have no idea when and where she works.
Okay, but that aside, let's take a quick survey.
Well, she can squeeze coal into a diamond.
Let's take a quick survey. Minicom, if you go into a small town where there's not a lot of money and you see this attractive blonde-haired, big-titted white girl, what is she doing?
Minicom would propose she fucking.
Okay, but see, if you saw the cover to this comic, this is approved by the Comics Code Authority, and they can't show her secret hooker life. Although in later issues, Trekkie, you can vouch for this because I made you read the last story arc of this book. She is clearly a horny, horny, slutty little bitch.
And every lesbian up to that issue could tell and kept trying to knock her boots.
Because look at this. Now, who's the little ghosty here?
That's God.
That's right. Just throw Omar in front of it, and you're right there with Starhawk on this one.
The one with the baseball bat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Looks kind of like a girl.
And the little derby.
That's how you know he's God. If he didn't have the derby, you wouldn't take him seriously.
And let me tell you the problem. Another problem that Steel Obama has with this book. Is she reflecting on what would God do? Or is God actually popped into this panel out of nowhere to fill her in with the right thing to say?
That's clearly a flashback.
Is it? Well, he's God.
Yeah, he can pretty much do whatever he wants. He could turn her Kryptonian and then you would be happy.
And that's how lame the story writing is in this. We don't know.
Yes, we do. It's a damn flashback.
They're calling on God.
What?
She's in a serious discussion with her mother. Her mother says, she's like, Mom, I... And
because her mother's having a crisis of faith.
Right. And she's got a crisis of faith and is like, I want to believe you. You have no idea how much. Prove it to me. And God shows up.
And God says, give Mom a lame-ass metaphor that makes no sense.
No, that is not what he does. Oh, I see. These guys are just going to pile on me. Okay.
No, we're not. I'm just telling you, this whole driver's license metaphor in the next panel makes no sense. That's the stupidest thing I've ever
heard. She doesn't know what to say.
Because she's a competent doofus.
But what's God got to do with it at this point?
She's an Earthborn angel.
I think
Chucky's scratching.
I think this deal Obama's going to have to let you move on to the next page because you just said it yourself. Because it makes no fucking sense. He didn't say because she's Supergirl. He said because she's an Earthborn angel.
Well, what I understand is never mind because she does seem to have it all together later. So I'm confused about why they make her.
She never has it all together.
No, she does. But she's got a good head on her shoulders.
Why are they making her doofus here? Is what I'm asking.
Well, wait a minute. She's got a good head on her shoulders. Is that because she's a blonde? Good head of hair on her shoulders.
Oh, it's Andy. Oh, Andy's the lesbian. This is the lesbian.
The next lesbian up.
Yes.
Now is this the one who turns into Comet?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a horse and a girl and a guy.
Yes.
So but here he's a girl.
If he's a horse, what does he need with a motorcycle? I was waiting for...
What does God need with a starship?
Oh, quoting from the worst Star Trek movie ever.
But she's in her secret identity as a girl who's a lesbian.
Okay.
So she drives a motorcycle because she's a lesbo. Supergirl's saying, hey, baby, how's it going? By the way, I'm not a lesbian. And see, Starhawk, now you got me doing it.
By the way, she is noticing that.
Yeah, I love this last panel. nice butt. You can't see Supergirl's butt in that panel.
You can't, but she can.
She, from that look, you can in the panel on the left, she can see it.
Well, that's why she's giving her the thumbs up.
She really wants to give her the thumbs up.
I guess lesbians like wide
flat
asses.
She's not actually trying to give her the thumbs up. What she's doing is she's sizing her thumb against her anus, and it's like.
There you go.
That'll fit.
How many minutes in did we have to go before Starhawk said anus this time?
Oh, we've been in here for a while.
He's been talking about going in the back door of the country.
Now, I will ask you, does Comet know that she's Linda Danvers?
No, I don't think she does. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure she doesn't.
That's one dumb horse.
Did you read all 80?
No, there were issues I did not read. See, because this was before downloading, so you actually had to pay for this nonsense.
All right, let me tell you something right now. Nice butt. She's a superhero on the side?
A C-list superhero, yes.
But she's superheroing on the side.
True.
And she's looking at Supergirl's ass and she's saying, nice butt.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, just before lunch, she was hitting on Linda Danvers.
Did we didn't see Andy before this.
That's about as close as I want to get to Andy at the moment. Considering that she was hitting on me over lunch, I still have zero idea how to deal with that.
Oh yeah, she doesn't. Oh, by the way, no, she doesn't know because I remember the scene in which what it was Supergirl made a deal with God in a future issue. And
I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, what God had to do was two things. She only wanted two favors. Because God really did beat the shit out of her, even though she deserved it. She wanted God to fix her mother's crisis of faith, and she wanted to know who Comet really was. And there was this...
I'm done. Starhawk is going to interrupt Trenchcoat Mafia and ask him to... and ask the listening audience to pretend he just did not go there. That is the most... Is it asinine?
No. It was great.
No.
It was great because God's like, you don't want to ask me for this stuff, because... I'm offering you a favor, and you may need this favor later. And Linda's like, no, I need this. He's like, okay, you're the idiot. And sure enough, like, he could have saved her from falling. Like, many story arcs later.
Well, we saw that coming. Well, we didn't see her falling, but we knew that she was... Oh my goodness gracious.
Okay, by now you guys know the deal. Tune in next time for part two, but stay tuned after the outro music for another installment of... Ask Dr. Misogyny.
Cheesy paper effect?
The role of Dr. Misogyny will be played by Starhawk. I got these questions that came in on my blog.
Mm-hmm.
And some reason I thought that it might be better if you answered them.
Really?
Yeah.
Before I answer them, can I rub my dick on your mic? It is so hot.
Isn't it sexy? Big, round,
big round.
It's a big round white thing with like lights. All these holes that look like mouths or actually it's a fucking vagina.
It is. It is.
It's a vagina horizontal.
It's the hollow.
If you turn this bitch vertical, you can see the clit, two lips, the inner labia, the anus right below it. Turn that fucker sideways. I'll fuck your mic.
All right, Dr. Misogyny, calm down.
Hold on.
No. Wait. No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mike.
Woo. Ew. I don't kiss where I just fucked.
You know, I was going to be silent and not say anything and just let Starhawk be Dr. Misogyny, but goddamn.
Now I'm going to have to pay the restocking fee. Fucker. Dear Dr. Misogyny.
Dude, it's smiling.
It is. Doctor, you ready?
Come on, that thing.
Doctor, you ready?
Go ahead.
Dear Dr. Misogyny, my wife queefs every time we make love. Is there a plug or plunger I should be using? Or can I take her to Africa and have something snipped or pierced?
Dear Little Dick Wonder, grow a cock. Stop up the sounds with a dick that fits. Next.
Okay. Dear Dr. Misogyny, my ex-girlfriend keeps asking me for money for our kids. After that bucket of chicken I bought her and that gift certificate to Chuck E. Cheese, aren't I done?
Our kids? The fuck is your problem? First off, if you're acknowledging some our kid shit, you don't need me dancing Dr. Misogyny, nothing. Smack that bitch, tell her to find the motherfucker who got her pregnant in the first place, and bring you his motherfucking money, bitch.
My God, you said the same thing? Dear Dr. Misogyny, I have a problem in that my lady wants me to take a shit on her while we're making love. Now, we've just started...
Wait. There's no now. Okay. So?
But, hold on, there's more, apparently. We just started our relationship, and I'm afraid if we go there right away, that will spoil the slow rollout of humiliation I had planned for. All
right. Another wimp motherfucker. Shit on that bitch. You can still shit in her mouth, piss in her ear, make her suck your dog's cock, get her drilled by all the underage teens in the neighborhood. What the fuck is your problem? Get that bitch trained.
Dr. Misogyny, my God. Dr. Misogyny, when I was on one of those sex tours in Thailand,
okay,
I contracted the AIDS.
The AIDS. It's fun.
I think because of the wasting of my muscles, I don't have the strength to open a condom, pack, or slip on a condom. Now, I'm still liking the sex. So my lady, she gets on top. Hey, I don't give a fuck about her. But having sex with the AIDS, can I break off my Johnson?
Can you break off your Johnson? No. No, you cannot break off your Johnson. However, it could rot and then just get down to tendons and sort of like a drip off. But let's talk about the real issue here. You got the AIDS doing something that you enjoy, which is to say fucking 10-year-olds over in Thailand. So what's this lady shit? You're about to die, man. Live happy until you dead. Go back to Thailand. Abduct some young people. God damn it. Go on a goddamn abduction and rape spree. There's 8-year-olds out there to be had. You got limited time. Get it done. Oh, and smack them bitches.
Okay. Dear Dr. Misogyny, my wife dresses me up in a baby doll outfit and spanks me till I cry out the name of obscure Belgian film stars.
I'm sorry, Dr. Misogyny, a.k.a. Starhawk, would not have laughed, but it was Tragical Mafia.
Oh, no, it was not. No.
Oh, nobody could handle that. Okay, so what, I'm sorry, what did Wimp Boy say again, my man?
My wife dresses me up in baby doll outfits then spanks me until I cry out the name of obscure Belgian film stars.
Dr. Misogyny has no comment. Oh, wait, he does have a comment. That shit is so reverse of what the doctor considers sanity that Dr. Misogyny has no... Dr. Misogyny is now ceases to dignify that with an answer.
All right, so we're going to crumple this up. All right, last one, Dr. Misogyny. Dear Dr. Misogyny, my five buddies and I were watching some hentai, and we learned about bukkake for the first time. Later,
charming.
Later, I brought up the subject with my wife. She said she'd be into it, but only if I made dinner that night. I'm wondering, Isn't she just asking too much?
She asking you to smack that bitch! What is wrong with you people? Does the doctor have to do everything up in here? Jesus! Oh my God! Please see previous episodes of Dr. Massage Me. Dude, will you please get a clue?